and that Elsie might perhaps bring one into the world some day, and that he might be killed by the pickaxe if he should happen to be sitting beneath it drawing beer just at the very time when it fell down, he cried, "Oh, what a clever Elsie!" and sat down and likewise wept with them. The bridegroom stayed upstairs alone for a long time. Then, as no one would come back, he thought, "They must be waiting for me below. I too must go there and see what they are about." When he got down, the five of them were sitting screaming and lamenting quite piteously, each outdoing the other. "What misfortune has happened then?" asked he. "Oh, dear Hans," said Elsie, "if we marry each other and have a child, and he is big, and we perhaps send him here to draw something to drink, then the pickaxe, which has been left up there, might dash his brains out if it were to fall down. So have we not reason to weep?" "Come," said Hans, "more understanding than that is not needed for my household. As you are such a clever Elsie, I will have you," and seized her hand, took her upstairs with him, and married her. After Hans had had her some time, he said, "Wife, I'm going out to work and earn some money for us. Go into the field and cut the corn, that we may have some bread." "Yes, dear Hans, I will do that." After Hans had gone away, she cooked herself some good broth and took it into the field with her. When she came to the field, she said to herself, "What shall I do?